Blog Talk Radio.
Psychics Gone Wild with Linda and Jane. I hope everyone out there is having a fabulous Labor Day weekend. I'm hoping the weather is really good where you are and you're out there having barbecues and relaxing and visiting with the people in the physical that you really love. And know also that the people on the other side are hanging out with you too. They love parties. They really do. before we get into calls and talking to Jane here, I wanted to say that Psychic Jethro had a wonderful book signing in Tennessee yesterday. He was in Murfreesboro and McMinnville, and then he hit onto the riverboat where he was going to travel on home. Isn't that great? I would love to be on a riverboat one of these days. If you want to get a hold of Jethro to learn about his book, Living in the Psychic Realm by Kay and Jethro Smith, you can reach him at his website, www.jethrosmith.net. Also, telephone number 928-284-0437. And his partner on Psychics Gone Wild, Kelly C., she does Reiki treatments and fabulous birth card readings. I've been on the shows with her, and it's just amazing how right on target she is. And all she has to know is the month, day, and year you were born. And she can help you figure out what your characteristics are and the direction that you should probably go. You can reach her at 719-289-4907. KCCARDZ. KCCards at gmail.com. And she also offers $50 for 25 minutes of Reiki treatment. So be sure to get a hold of her there. Also, OrganoGold Coffee, Tea, Cocoa. You can talk to either Jethro or Kelly with the information I just gave. This is a coffee, tea, and cocoa that contains Ganoderma, and that comes from the reishi mushroom and has been known to reduce a lot of health problems, a lot of symptoms. Kelly's got her own personal story to tell about that, what it did for her health, for her eyes. So make sure you get a hold of them and check that out. I'm going to introduce Jane here, my partner on the show. How are you doing, Jane?
I'm fabulous. I feel like spirit has just been nudging, stimulating just all kinds of wisdom. Look at this, read that. And so I feel fabulous because it's so magical to me when I feel moved by our Creator. And part of I guess I want to start with today in stimulating and empowering everyone is by saying Metakwiasen, which is a Lakota wisdom phrase, which is interpreted as we are all related, we are all family. And when I started my shamanic journey and studies, Metakwiasen was a common phrase with many of the First Nations people. And I think it is an early wisdom that that is shared actually throughout the world. Greatest elders and medicine people and shamanic people who work to do the healing. And one of the most beautiful, beautiful things that I just felt so connected to was a Chief Seattle in 1854. Wrote that humankind has not woven the web of life. We are but one thread within it. Whatever we do to the web, we do to ourselves. All things are bound together. All things connect. Which, you know, to me is just so empowering, and it also to me creates the understanding of kind of walking in balance and with enough responsibility to respect all that is around us. And even like I said, that it's all, we are all so interconnected. And Caitlin Matthews years ago wrote a book called Singing the Soul Back Home. And this is Celtic shamanism. And one of the things she said is that as we become aware primarily of the interrelatedness of all that we do, think, and are, we will no longer be able to disregard the urgings of spirit and the power within us. And I mean, like, wow.
Yeah.
And so I'm encouraging our listeners and callers to take a nice deep breath, a cleansing breath, and feel free to, to give us a call and let us know what's moving you to call today. So Metakwiasin to everyone.
Right, and chances are it's not just that you happened upon us by accident, because there's no accident. Everything is synchronicity. So
yes.
If you're calling in today, somehow you got a little bit of nudge from the universe. And oftentimes that universe comprises our guides and loved ones from the other side. So with that, I think we're going to start taking some callers here.
Sounds great.
Okay, area code 313, you're on Psychics Gone Wild with Linda and Jane.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, good. Who's this?
My name's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
I was just calling basically for a general reading, if that's all right.
Okay. I do have to warn you, with all the people that are listening and calling, and there's actually quite a crowd that's gathered around here, I'm not sure if you're going to get anyone in specific or if they're going to just be in general. So
okay,
that's
fine.
What's going on here. I'm actually seeing an older male with sort of curly hair. And I don't
okay.
know. Is that someone that relates to you?
You said tall?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, could be one of my grandfather or great-grandfather, or even an uncle.
Okay.
They were all big men.
Okay. And they're showing me hard work.
Yep.
They're showing me that their life was actually a lot of hard physical work here in the earth plane.
Okay.
And they're saying it doesn't have to be that hard for you. That things come naturally to you. You have some very good talent, you know, that just, I'm really feeling like the world is your oyster, that anything you want to do, you're a quick learner. You can pick it up right now and
right.
run with it. And you should do that.
Well, I'm
throwing
more...
a football. This is what's funny. He's the guy standing there, and he's throwing a football like he's waiting for you to catch it. So
well, those,
apparently,
those,
you've kind of made it.
Days passed, but.
But yeah, he apparently you've made a decision on what direction you want to go, and you just need to go with it.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, I've been building a consulting business for about a year and a half, and just waiting for that big financial reward.
Uh huh. Well, keep building on it, because I think there's some areas that you might be able to improve on to attract,
sure.
attract more business. You know, make sure that word of mouth gets out, that you advertise on the Internet as many places as you can. Might have to put out a little money. You're on Facebook, right?
Yes.
Okay. You may have to put out a little bit of money, but you can get advertised on Facebook. And that works in a bid kind of way. You offer so much that you want to pay for each ad, and it's in the pennies, I think. It'd be
okay.
Like Mike Klingler called it 6-8 cent bids. I went through a course in that. You can make bids and see how much they put out there, and that will attract people you don't know that are on Facebook to come to you.
Oh, that's a great idea. Rather than just doing the basic Facebook page.
Right. That doesn't get out to as many people.
No,
that's
no, not at all.
Based on if you know somebody that knows somebody.
Yeah, absolutely right. Now, would you possibly see any a financial return in the next, short period?
I'm seeing 6 to 8 months.
Okay.
And you're really going to kick this in gear.
Gotcha.
And something else that they're telling me, too, is offer a little bit of something for free, just enough to bait the hook. Just a little tiny bit of something.
Okay, that's, I mean, it's kind of difficult with what I do because I don't particularly have a, I get paid based on a commission basis of their deal going, being able to find a provider for their deal. So I don't know how I can, you know, give something away. Because it's all based on percentages and so forth of who makes
maybe
what.
Maybe something generalized, like
okay.
explaining to them how you can improve their situation. You know, just
yeah.
a little piece of advice.
Yeah, that could definitely work.
Yeah. Yeah, give them a little something that, you know, like the samples in the grocery store that you walk by and you take a little cheese and cracker or something. Give them
sure, sure.
a little cheese and cracker, and then they'll be wanting to buy the whole box of crackers.
Well, fantastic. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And please do call back into the show in the future and let us know how it goes.
Absolutely. I certainly will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get on to the next caller here, which is area code 203. You're on with Dane and Linda.
Love, Light, and Healing in Metaquiasin. Who's this?
I'm Linda. Are you there?
I don't hear anybody.
Huh. Okay. Well, 203, you may have had to get up and go do something. We're going to put you...
Hello?
Oh, you're there. There you are.
Yeah.
You're on with Dane and Linda.
Hi. I'd like to just a general reading.
Are you just wanting a general? Okay.
Yeah.
Can we have your name? Your first name?
Woody.
I actually know who Woody is. And as usual, they're telling me that you need to round out every aspect of the music business that you can get your hands on. Dabble in all of it, because not necessarily instruments, but like the production end of things. Is that making sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't just play music, but actually try to mentor with somebody that's along with scheduling concerts, dealing with CD creation, production, advertising, and even if you don't necessarily like the way they're doing it and you don't think that it would be how you'd want to be promoted, that you would have your own ideas and understanding of the business. And this will very much further your career.
Okay.
Okay. Jane, do you have some advice for Woody?
I think part of what I'm sensing in you, Woody, is that there's sort of this interwoven tension that's running through your body as you're making these choices and decisions to... you know, to further your career or, you know, your time and creativeness in music. And I guess what I'm being told by Spirit is to remember to balance out, say, your business career focus with just playing your music, you know, with or listening to others play. Whatever brings you a sense of calm and fun with your creativity and the creativity of others, balance out all the energy you're putting into looking for sources and getting your music, you know, out there and known. Just remember to, you know, to play, whether it's playing an instrument or playing by being at a coffee house with other people who are trying to get themselves known and, you know, connect with your community.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you're doing really good with what you're doing now, and your learning process is going great, and your expression is really good. I'm getting that you've got a niche there, and people hear you. They really listen up because you've got a story to tell for music.
Okay, yeah, I do.
So they're definitely listening up. Now, if you can get into the other aspects of it, you could probably run everything yourself and have everything just the way you want it to be.
Okay, just so basically just learn the production side of it. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Well, keep us advised on how things are going for you, because this is exciting. I'll be in line to get your first album.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you
so much.
Encouraged, Woody. Keep going.
Thanks.
Okay. We're going to go now to area code 302. You're on Psychics Gone Wild with Jane and Linda.
Hi. How you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. Who's this?
This is Karen.
Is this Karen?
Yes.
Yes. She's family, Jane.
Oh, part of the family. All right. Welcome, and Matakwiasin.
You know, Karen, I was just thinking last night about you, wondering how that situation got along that we were talking about.
It's coming along, it seems.
Oh, good. Well, to me, I felt like things were lightening up a little bit for you now.
So actually, it's getting actually busier, very busy, and it's you know, there's an election coming up, so you know, that situation is getting very busy.
But your heart's lightening up.
That's true.
It's been interesting that you brought that up.
I was calling to ask, what do you see in the future for my love life? Will that get busier?
Yes. I just know you're going to be meeting a lot of people, and they're going to be good people. You're going to be attracting the right people into your life, because I can see you radiating now. Your brick walls are down. Your heart is radiating. That was what I meant by things are lightening up, not as far as physical world busy, but as far as you yourself feeling lighter.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Yeah, I'm hopefully, and that'll bring other things in.
Oh, definitely.
So what do you see coming up? Anything?
I think you're going to have choices. I really do. Some of them may be, remember that old show, The Dating Game? Some of them
mm-hmm.
were dead. Some of them were duds, and there's going to be a few duds you'll have to weed out, but I know you're going to find somebody decent.
Okay, and you still see me with that the same person eventually?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. I was just wondering about that. I didn't know how that was going to play out. So
it's going to play out the way you want, because you want it to. That's actually what I'm getting. It's like she gets what she wants.
You guys are so fun.
That's why we've gone wild.
Do you see anything else coming up for me that I'm not asking that, you know, I might, you know, I don't see coming?
I see learning, actually, spiritual learning.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, see you watching, if you do watch television, I'm getting you don't do that a lot. But when you do that, you watch shows that relate to spirituality.
I do. Yes.
And you're going to be learning some things from there, and you're going to be connecting some of those things to what's happening to you now. And that will be sort of a springboard for you to move forward with that.
Oh, okay. Do you see with the job that I'm hoping to get, to move into, do you see me being able to make a difference in people's lives?
Definitely. People are going to look up to you. People are going to be happy with what you're providing. people are going to recommend you.
Well, I was hoping, in the position that we're hoping to create, that some of the jobs, it would be very helpful to people, being really
right.
able to reach them.
You know, we're becoming less money-oriented and more service-oriented as a whole. And I've seen that a lot happening here in year 2012. As the shift goes, the employment is shifting right along with it. And I think that's an excellent thing. When people start caring about people rather than how much money that's bringing in for a company, that's when things really take off. And I see you right in the midst of that, caring for people, and then the money will come.
Oh, my gosh. That's even better to have both.
Yes. There's nothing wrong with wanting prosperity and abundance. You know?
No, I'd like both, but they haven't always come together. But I don't see anything wrong with that, too. It's nice to be able to live comfortably.
Yes, it is.
Well, I hear in too, what I'm getting is that, you know, because you're opening up so much more to your own spiritual journey and learning, that, you know, you're taking that step of setting the positive intentions, setting your mind and focus and intention to be something, you know, to providing service is going to be very, very powerful. And all year, you know, setting the intention to what you want in a loving, relationship, and you are just at that brink of bringing that all to yourself.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good to hear you guys. Some days are more difficult than others, and you start to doubt, well, maybe I'm not, maybe it's not going to materialize. So it's really great to hear from you, too.
Well, patience.
And I thank you very much.
Well, love, light, and healing to you and Matasha.
Okay, well, you have a great day.
You too, Karen. And give Jan a hug for me, since she's not in the chat room today. I'm thinking she's pretty busy.
Okay, I will definitely be doing that, visualizing that. I'll talk to you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye. And this thing is spinning. I just love it when it does that. You ready for another call?
Oh,
we've had somebody that's on Skype. I've got area code 111. That means it's a Skype caller. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hi. How are you? Thank you for taking my call. A very interesting show. I, too, am going through a lot of changes, and I just like a general reading would be great.
Okay, could I get your first name?
Oh, sure, Carol. Thank you.
Carol. That name actually came up for me this morning.
Oh.
And what they were actually trying to tell me there was a Carol calling in today.
Oh, funny.
And I love it when they do that.
Yeah.
Okay. You're about to turn things around.
Okay.
You've done all of the things that didn't work, and now it's time to do the things that do work for you. And by that, I mean following your instincts, your intuition, because you have a lot of it. So,
good.
Yes, you are going to be turning things around.
Good.
Are going to start going your way.
Great. So bringing it to me. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. What it is manifesting.
Yes.
And they're telling me that other things you can do to help manifest that which you want is visualize it like it's already here.
Okay.
When you get ready to go to sleep at night, before you drop off, play a mind movie.
Okay.
You're living this in your mind. See, that's where creation begins, is in our mind, the mind part that's connected to the soul part.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds wonderful.
It's a sort of a booster. Jane, did you have some information for us?
Well, I was looking at Sonia Chiquette's, The Answer is Simple, and the page, the little book, the page immediately opened up. I believe for Carol, there's nothing blocking you except the ego, your ego habit of limiting your own view.
Right.
So, you're wide open. You're wide open to manifest and bring to yourself the things you want. And, you know, just recognize that it for all of us, it's our own ego habit of limiting our own view. And and we don't have to agree with that.
No, it's our old belief patterns that when our buttons get pushed, pop up. So
yeah,
need to be aware of that and move them on by.
Well, you're going to do.
It's a dance of teaching our ego that it's really irrelevant.
Right.
You know, we are spiritual beings, and excuse me, I'm going to keep dancing.
Exactly. And what I said was, you're going to do. You will do. Definitely.
Yes.
You've got that willpower and inner strength.
Thank you. Yes, I am. I am, and I appreciate that, and I'll just tell my ego to go sit in the corner.
Exactly. Time out.
Time out.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, tell all that negativity. Go down the street and find someone else. I'm on my way. I'm going to do my thing.
Right.
And I'm going to serve a lot of people while I'm doing that and enjoy myself.
Yes. Well, thank you. I needed that. That's perfect. Thank you very much. And I will do the movies at night.
There you go.
Okay.
Because that's it in your actual conscious mind. It's in your subconscious, but it's kind of like typing it out, printing it out, and having it right in front of you, and you can do that.
Okay. I will do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And let us know how it goes.
I will. I certainly will. And have a wonderful day.
You too.
Nice to be, Carol.
Okay. I'm going to stay in.
Whoops. My apologies, I put you on mute too quickly there. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say that I'm going to listen to your show a bit more.
Oh, sure. I'm just going to put you on mute so you can
listen
in.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All righty. That studio is pushing me to go too fast there. Shame on that studio. Our next caller is also in the chat room, or was in the chat room, Skidge. Are you there? Okay. We're going to put you back on mute and go to the next caller. Area code 862, you're on Psychics Gone Wild with Jane and Linda.
My name is Jane. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, how's things out there?
Well, it's okay. The weather's pretty much a beautiful day today. Can't complain.
It's actually beautiful here, too. I live in Idaho, and we've been for a month and a half under haze from smoke.
Wow.
So I went ahead and, you know, took a look outside a little bit ago and said, wow, it's cleared out. I'm amazed.
Good.
What moved you to call today, dear one?
Yeah, I've just been going through some stuff, you know, totally. You know, but the recent one was at work. So I'm coming from a place of peace. And it's like everywhere at work is so chaotic, you know. So I just wanted to call, you know, in reference to my job, what messages come through that can help me or be my guide to, you know, how I can carry on there.
Right. Yes, it takes a lot when things aren't going quite the way you think they should in a job.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have to kind of put up with it a little bit. Sometimes we have the power to change things.
Yeah.
And I actually see that you are an instrument of change.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I see you as an instrument of change, of fixing the things that aren't going right.
I mean, at work there?
Yes.
It's amazing because all I've gotten is resist, you know, people are, you know, it's not just at work, but I mean, it's worse at work because that's where I'm more every day, you know. They're more defensive, like push me away and then all kinds of confusion. I just moved to a different unit, you know, and I'm supposed to be working with this person that claims that, oh, I'll show you everything I know, blah, blah, blah. But I noticed you're not showing me anything, you know, and then you're trying to present yourself like, it's okay, this is how the bosses are over here, but I don't worry, I'm going to be the buffer and everything, but she's not, you know. I'm more constant. I come to work, I'm very stable. But for her, you know, in a week she might show up twice or maybe three times with tons of excuses, you know, and then she comes into the place, lighten up the place, you know, like someone that's very extremely deceptive. But I don't even have a problem with it because that's her person, you know, who am I? But my only issue is if you're going to train me or you're going to show me certain things, you're not. And then all you're asking me to do is maybe make copies and things that I'm not supposed to be doing for you. So I actually have to set her straight a couple of times, like, listen, I'm not sure where this is going, but we're not heading anywhere. So cut long story short, I decided to talk to, you know, our superior, like, okay. And then she came forth and then gave me direct responsibility so I don't have to deal with this other person directly. But she's all over the place, and then I'm supposed to meet him with our superior again to review what she had emailed to me on Wednesday, but this coming Wednesday. But Friday was like crazy with this other person. She just all over my cubicle, or what am I doing and everything. Now, I'm very laid back and could be very sweet, but at the same time, not the kind of person that you can walk all over. So I pretty much threatened her very well on Friday. And now I'm going to work on Tuesday and I'm wondering, okay, too much energy to going to work not knowing what to expect, because I'm not, you know, I just got into this place. I don't know the functions that well. I'm trying to study, you know, by myself, and she not being helpful, and I really don't know.
Well, what I'm seeing in this situation, and I know a lot of people are running into coworkers and people that are above us that are like that, is that
mm-hmm.
you are indeed an instrument of change, and change by example, change by gentle suggestion. Does that
amazing.
Make sense to you? And your guides are...
As soon as I came in, I have different ideas of how they're doing things. You know, how is it we do this way? And I have lots of experience in other things, and I'm very good in researching, very stable, you know. I already have all kinds of ideas, and it's already throwing this other person that I'm working with, throwing her off, like, oh, why are you putting too much in this? I'm like, don't worry about it. And she tells me, why is the boss asking me to do this? I'm like, she's the boss. She can ask me to do anything, and I will. I'm not afraid of working. So the more ideas I have, the more, you know, I'm getting a lot of resistance from her. But my concern mainly is our immediate superior. Is she going to buy into all this drama with this person? Because I really don't have the energy to convince anybody. I just want to be the example. So I understand what you're saying 100%. I just want to be the example. I don't want to convince you, but just observe me and you see if, you know, if I'm coming in with something else. But sometimes people judge you, especially at work. You know, they just judge you from the door and they don't even want to give you a chance. So it's like they shut the door in front of you. So is that what's going to be with our superior? Is she going to give me the chance to at least show what I can do?
Well, basically, about all you can do for that is if they judge you, do not show any kind of reaction. Allow it to slip off of you, unless it's extremely negative, and then quietly stand up for yourself. And oftentimes, if they're not getting a reaction out of you that they want, if they're pushing and nudging and judging, they'll give up. You know, it's not fun for them anymore.
Just
like your guides have already shown you how to quietly make change in the capacity that you're allowed to on your job. Keep doing that. Eventually the right someone is going to notice that.
So that's going to happen.
Appreciate you.
You think that's going to happen? I'm sorry to ask that, but because it's been ongoing for, let me say, from the first day I started working there, let me say about almost 8 years ago, I was in a different department and it was like gossip infested. But I couldn't be bothered. So whatever it is, I just knew my superior was going to have a problem with me because when she starts talking about people, you know, all I did was turn it around in a positive way. Like if she's saying this person doesn't know what they're doing, respectfully, I say to her, you know what, maybe we should, you know, organize a training for this person. Maybe, you know, before, maybe they don't know, or maybe we can send them to, you know, someone that could talk to them, you know, because it was hard for me. I got a shock, like, wow, how do your boss start putting down her own supervisors to you? So it was hard for me, but it took years, but I just realized I can't change her. But all I can do is when she comes with this thing, not make myself available for it or try to turn it positive. So it was ongoing for a long time with her, and then it was almost unbearable for her because now she almost became, let me see, kind of,
like an adversary?
Yeah, it was like an emotional warfare. Now, I can't hurt her, but let me sabotage her in any way I can. So it was ongoing for 7 years of me being positive. And it's funny because today I left there because I begged. Now, it's the same work because it's a government work. But I went, all the bosses, a few of them have seen, she's above you, but why is she treating me this way, you know? But I always came to work positive. She threw something at me and went home, prayed, you know, meditated, and came to work the next day happy. And it's like, uh-oh, did I do something to her? But it was getting kind of hostile. And then writing me up, and when you write me up in such a way, I see the email, I can't print it out to go to the union. She blocks it. It's like, and she does it maybe about almost 4:45 in the evening when it's almost time to go home. So I read it, then I have to go home on a Friday to be unhappy. You know, that kind of stuff. It took me a while to understand what she was doing, so I kind of thought, okay, let me just get out of here, you know, while I can. So I begged, and thank God, they moved me to a different unit. Now, I didn't know I was going to, because I knew this other boss, where I am right now. I knew her years back. So I was kind of like, oh, thank God, she's not the type that, you know, she's not petty, because we started about the same time. When I got there, I was in for another shock. So it was almost unbelievable when I observed her behavior. That's this new boss. And then it took me a while, but I just stayed positive. But a lot has been going on. I lost my father, my engagement, you know, a lot. Yeah, so I just, like, took everything in. But one thing that has been keeping me going is never, ever letting anything change who I am, but to always love and forgive. Because I knew with everything coming my way, if I give into it, it's not, nothing good is going to come out of it. You know how they say, if you can't beat them, you join them? Then that childlike nature I have is going to be gone. So, and the more I try to stay rooted in it, I just turn all my attention to education. And back in school, thank God, I was on the dean's list, so I put in all my energy in school and work. Now, I was misplaced since May in my job. They moved me to this new department. The new boss that I used to know was like someone I didn't recognize. I didn't have an office, nothing. I was just left there. But I stayed positive, and thank God, 2 weeks ago, I was moved to my own spot, which is what I expected when I came. But now this is another one. So I look at it like it's not just about this other person with me. I see it as the trials coming my way, but in this job, how do I cope with it? And I still want to be positive. I'm supposed to meet my boss on Wednesday, and I'm hoping that she'll be open to even listen to what I have to say, you know, all my suggestions respectfully.
Yeah, it may take a while to get through and get your message across.
Okay.
Because I see that, like I said, I saw how really strong you are and who you are. And sometimes we have to be gentle and be patient and hope that they get the message. Because I know that there are people that would be open to you that would see, you know, your ideas and accept them readily. I would say give it a little more time, and, you know, if it doesn't work, try to get into somewhere where you would be appreciated. Jane, what do you have to say on that?
Well, what I'm getting is that it will really serve you to detach from her ego drama. Part of what's going on is she is scared. That's what I'm getting. She is really scared, and so she acts from her place of ego fear, and she's trying to pull you in on that.
Yeah,
and I don't know what she's scared about, but that makes her move from fear and drama. And if you, whatever you can do to detach from that, and it sounds like you are putting a lot of energy into trusting your own personal truth, because
yes.
Your own personal truth is your authority. It's not her. It's your own personal truth, and it sounded like from what you were saying, you know, that's what you're holding on to, and, you know, just detach from, recognize that she's scared. You don't have to know what it, you know, what her ego fear stuff is about. Just, you know, just detach.
Yeah, it totally, what you're saying totally resonates with me, because it's true, because I noticed even ideas, something she's doing, I'm like, how about doing it this way? She totally ignores it. Now, she's one step ahead of me in title at work. So, and then, and everything about, she's even told me, why are you always dressing up to work? I'm like, a suit to work is dressing up? She said, yeah. I'm like, oh, I didn't think wearing a suit to work is dressing up. Now, when you said she's scared, because I'm very intuitive, I could tell what it is. Just my person, my carriage makes her very uncomfortable. And I have tried to let her know. I even told her, I'm like, I'm not looking forward, moving forward in the government job. I want to work with children. I'm back in school, so I have an ambition, you know, elsewhere. So don't be afraid. Let's just, whatever it is, you know, I told her, I'm not going to surprise you, but I'm very straightforward. I will tell you, you know, when something isn't agreeing with me, but I'm not going to cross you, so I'm not going to surprise you, like, talk to the superior, because we're both, our titles are very close, and that's why we work only with the, you know, the bosses. So I told her, I'm like, you know what, if I have to talk to you, I'm not going to go to our boss to tell her what she needs to tell you, because I won't be happy if you do it. But all I've been hearing from her is, oh, this boss said, that boss said, this boss said, and it's funny because she knows I know the overall boss of the court. And I don't need an appointment to go in there. But I don't want to come at anybody like that, because the overall boss himself, he paid his dues to get there. So why do you need that, you know? And I'm open to learn. So I ignore all that part with her. But when you said remove myself from her, that's exactly where I want. So we're supposed to work together in making that unit function. But that was why I told my superior to please give me my responsibilities per the union. So, and I needed to know what she expects of me. She was open, and she gave that to me. So that's what we're supposed to, you know, go over on Wednesday. Now, I'm looking for ways with wisdom, and I've been praying about it, to talk to her, like, without putting this other person down, just letting her know, I'm open to change, I'm open, you know, is it okay if I make decisions, but let it just be directly between myself and her, which is our superior. That's the only way this other person, I could be detached from her, because she always liked giving me information like, this is what the bosses said, and I keep telling her, don't worry about it. If the boss has to tell me something, they will tell me, you know, don't be the buffer, don't try, you know, don't worry about it, I'll be okay. She says, yeah, because you're me. I'm like, don't worry, you know, eventually, you know. So I understand that's what I need to do. But Wednesday when I meet with our superior, I just hope she'll be, like, open. Because what this other person does, she likes to go over this other boss and have the overall boss talk to her. But I don't want to, you know, start off like that. You know, going to tell who's in charge to make changes.
Well, what I was going to say here is that your guides and your loved ones on the other side, and also to my condolences to you on your recent loss. But
so
that was your father, right?
Oh, my best friend.
Your best friend.
That's my dad. I call him my best friend.
Oh, okay. Well, he still is.
He
still is.
He called me his mother. You know, he left me. I'm like, okay, Dad, you left me. Usually he'll be the one I'll be talking to when I'm going through stuff like this. But.
Right.
Yeah.
But just, you know, be the gentle change, and it is free will. I mean, we can influence them greatly by our actions and who we are, but it's up to them, too, to accept, you know, what you're trying to share, what the ideas you're trying to give, the trying to reach out and work in cooperation. I would say try giving it a little more time, and if it's not working out for your own sanity, you might want to try to find somewhere else.
The ultimate is for me that I want to leave there. I really want to leave completely. I just hope someday, sooner than later, the opportunity comes. I was supposed to get married last year, August. It didn't go through. I was so happy because, in as much as I love the person dearly, I was happy I was not going to be completely out of this place. But it didn't go through.
So it seems there's still something in this situation that is a gift from spirit for you to learn, or it would have passed already, or, you know, you would have been in a different place. So, you know, you use the tools you already have. Detach from, you know, from her. But I found that in my experience, another tool, because again, her drama is trying to hook you and hook your ego, right? So another thing is just being a broken record, stating your intention. I just want to do what I, you know, everything in my power to make this unit work. You don't have to say any more, any less, just kind of repetitively every time you feel that hook coming at you for the drama and she's not hearing you or I just want to do, you know, my best to make this unit work. And kind of when you become that broken record and you're saying something very positive, you know, that's your goal, that's your intention, so she can't really dismiss it.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it's like, you know, with that just repetitive tool of stating what, you know, your goal, your intention, it's like she'll have to recognize that she can't pull you in. And then she'll be in a better place herself to actually hear what you're saying.
No, I absolutely agree.
Yeah. And I should be telling this to our superior or her?
Well, I would start with her, you know, because again, there's nothing in stating your intention and your goal of wanting the unit to be the best functioning unit it can be. There's no room for anyone to criticize you. So, you know, start with her, and if you feel like you need to go to the supervisor again, you're just, you know, be the broken record, you know, very old-fashioned. Put the record player on and just, okay, this is my intention, this is my goal, this is all I want.
Yeah, and your guides in the universe will hear this too and help work with that. I really hate to cut you off, but we've got other callers we need to get to.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. This is very, very helpful for me.
Oh, good. And please do call back in and let us know, and we'll continue to send energy to assist, okay?
I will. Thank you so much. God bless.
Bless you, too. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go to Skid, who's been waiting for almost a half an hour. Skid, you there? Okay. This is the second time this has happened. I'm going to have to put you back on mute, and we're going to go to the next caller. Okay, let's see. Quit spinning. Area code 347, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. Area code 347. Well, I'm going to put this one back on hold, too. Okay, Skidge is now in the chat room, and let's try this one again. Come on. Studio, be nice. Okay, you there, Skidge? Skidge, can you hear us? She can hear us, but we can't hear her.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dear. How about this? Did you want to type your question into the chat room, and we'll just answer it over the air? Let's see what she says to that one.
That's a good idea. That was an excellent idea.
Okay, just a general reading. Okay. All right, I'm going to have to do this kind of strange here.
And if
all right,
anybody
I'm
can
not
do
sure
it,
if this
Linda.
Is for you or not. Okay. The two most popular topics, love and money. I'm feeling like love is out there, but you need to be in a better place yourself in order to attract that love. Something tells me that you're really down and depressed right now. And can you answer me in the chat room and tell me if that's correct? Yes, okay. You need to find things for yourself that make you happy. Hobbies, interests, studying your spirituality, learning, you know, who you really are. Okay, she's working on it. Got it. Well, once you get into that really good place where you feel like you know who you are and you're not going to worry about what other people say, I believe the love is going to come to you then because you're going to radiate something so wonderful that everyone's going to pick up on it. And that goes too for money. Once we know what it is we want to do, and it took me a while to learn, who would have guessed even a year ago that I would be on Blog Talk Radio talking about this on Psychics Gone Wild. You know, it's just meeting people, making the right connections, finding out something that they're doing that you could do too, and away you go with it. You make the connections, you let them give you a chance, find out you're really good at it, and then you're doing it. How's that do for you, Skidge? Great. You are. She says thank you. And Jane, did you have anything you wanted to add to that, even though you couldn't hear her?
Well, I guess I would say get to, you know, just remember to ignore your own inner ego dialogue that kind of will suggest you're wasting your time, whether it's with, you know, a money-producing thing or a a love interest or relationship. Ignore that inner ego dialogue and you stick. You stick with what, you know, you're wanting to do and enjoy the flight. You know, it's your spirit. It's your spirit who ultimately is the wisdom and the control and the authority, your own spirit. And, you know, have fun, lighten up, because as you're vibrating at a higher frequency, you know, you will be drawing the positive changes that you're looking for.
I think that's excellent advice, Jane. Absolutely. She says, Linda and Jane, thank you. You rock. You rock, too. We want you to join the party and get happy and have, you know, a great time with life, just like Jane said. You know, join our party. It's a world party. It's a universal party. And Jane, she's singing and whistling along with us, and she gave us some beautiful flowers here in the chat room. Thank you so very much. Oh,
wow.
I love those. Just perfect for this Labor Day weekend, too. Picnics and flowers and, you know, people we love and
Yeah, thank you so much.
That's great. Okay, well, we're going to go to the next caller. Area code 484, you're on Psychics Gone Wild with Linda and Jane.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi. What's your
Hello there. My first name is Tanya.
Oh.
Hi, Tanya. Welcome. Blessed be.
Thank you.
Hi, Tanya. What can we do for you?
Okay. I would like to know, what do you feel or see in the next couple of weeks for me and a man named Danny.
Daniel. Oh,
mm-hmm.
I like that name. That feels good.
Well, I call him Dan, Daniel, Danny. It's all the same.
Daniel seems like he's very wise. Yeah, I'm getting a feeling of this is a good one for you.
Yes, it is, but I don't know where I stand with him, kind of, because I think my mouth got me in trouble one too many times, and I think he kind of threw the towel in a couple of weeks ago, and I, you know, I've been trying, and, you know, there's no action, no date. So at this point, all I can do is back off, you know, not ask him out, not suggest to go to the movies or anything like that. And I don't know if he's going to come back around.
I'm getting that he's more of a mental than a physical person.
Okay.
I'm getting that, you know, discussing, like, intellectual, spiritual type things with him might be the way to get back into his good graces. And then, too, of course, you know, whatever you said, explain that maybe you didn't mean it the way it sounded.
Well, I have sent him several long, detailed messages on Facebook, on in his private inbox, and, you know, told him I was sorry and apologized and we could take things slow and I could take things, you know, the way he wants to move them, and he's still not initiating any text messages or anything for several weeks. I'm the one that has to say hi, how are it, keep it going.
Keep the lines open.
Right.
Yeah.
So at this point, what I want to do is I want to pull back, and today was the first day I did not text him, so I'm wondering, how long am I going to have to wait until he messages me and says, hey, what's up? What's going on? I mean,
usually
is it going to take...
It takes about a week before they notice you're gone. I'm sorry to say that, but
right.
It usually does.
So you feel like he's not totally done with me?
No, I don't think he is.
Right, because, you know, I'll put love songs on his Facebook page, and he doesn't take them off.
Hmm.
Yeah, that means the lines are still connected there.
And he has a house key to my home, and he has not returned that.
Yep, the lines are still open there.
You know, and he could have blocked me from text messages. All you have to do is call Sprint up and say, hey, I got this psycho girlfriend who won't leave me alone and sends me 200 text messages a day, block her number. He hasn't done that. So,
I'd
you know,
say give it a week.
Okay, so you don't want me to...
I think he's going to notice in a week that you're not sending him anything anymore. He's going to wonder, uh-oh, what happened? You know.
Now, do you feel or see him taking me out anywhere anymore, like to the movies, diner, restaurant, a walk, the park?
Yeah, I'm actually seeing like a restaurant. Like I said, the feeling I'm getting from him is he's more mental stimulation than physical, actually. I think what you need to do when you finally do get to go out to a restaurant with him is let him do a lot of talking about himself, because
and
I really
he,
feel that's
he,
the way he is. He likes
right,
to,
and he's very quiet. He's a Cancer.
Mhm. And they're very talented too.
Anything right, and the good thing about this whole mix is I've known him all my life. I went to school with him.
You know, that's funny. I'm going to ask you just for the heck of it. What is your astrological sign?
I'm a Virgo.
I just had
a birthday.
Oh, that's almost like being a Capricorn. My first husband and I were Cancer Capricorn, and it sounds like you guys are in the same situation there.
Now, do you feel like this could lead into marriage once things get ironed out?
Very compatible. Those two signs together are very compatible. He's going to be more withdrawn in social settings, and you're going to be more outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
But that should work out fine. Because when he does get ready to talk about himself, let him go, let him, talk.
Right, and I think another reason he pulled back is because he just got out of a bad 5-year relationship 6 months ago where the woman told him, look, I'm going back with an ex-boyfriend, you got to get out of here.
Yeah, so there's a lot of moving as far as emotions go and possibly physical too, so.
Right, and I think when he was getting close to me, he pulled back.
Right, because he's afraid of being hurt again. Even though you two have known each other a long time, there's always that wanting to put up a force field, especially in a recent situation like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think he's afraid to physically get involved, too, because he gets a little scared with those situations as well. Even though he is a man, he's thinking this is a new person and I was in this long relationship and, a lot of things go through your head.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the way to the man's, most men's hearts is through their stomach, but his is through intellectual stimulation, talking about the things that he likes,
Yeah,
okay.
I support totally what, what Linda's recommending or describing and intuiting
mm-hmm.
for you, Tanya, because I'm kind of getting the same thing. It's like when you meet for coffee or whatever, bringing like, I just read this quote, from this particular spiritual book author, and what do you think about that? That kind of throwing out that little intellectual stimulus, and yet it's connected to spiritualism or whatever of his interest, and, He'll be so excited just to share what knowledge he has on the subject, hopefully, or, just, what do you think of this? So-and-so said this about the subject he's interested in. What's your take on that? And let him, start, in his own way, start intertwining and leading back into the relationship.
Okay, yeah, because at this point, I didn't know if it was totally gone like he was trying to say. He said that, he just wanted to stay good friends, and I said, well, what do you mean? I said, I think you have a lot of deep feelings, and he said, yes, I do. I do have a lot of deep feelings for you, but I hide all my feelings.
Mm-hmm. So the way to keep him relaxed and loose and comfortable in this relationship for now until you're ready to move into something stronger in a physical sense is to
mm-hmm.
do what Jane said, Talk about things that you both have in common and, what do you think of this? Or get him to open up and talk about himself.
So you feel like it's going to take all this week ignoring him, do not text him, do not ask him out. And you feel maybe next weekend he's going to say, do you want to go out? Or
also, to just kind of get a feeling, after a week, depending on what he communicates back to you, get a feeling of maybe you should suggest, let's get together at a restaurant. I just read this book or I just saw this show and I kind of want to get your take on it,
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing, that casual thing.
Right,
yeah,
and another thing that's been going on, and I don't know what this means. I've been picking up his smell, even though he hasn't been here since the first week of August. I've been picking up his smell, like today I took out the garbage. I went in the backyard, and I picked up his smell. I remember his smell when we went out on our dates, like the cologne he wore. So I picked that up this morning, a couple days ago when I was in my basement doing my laundry. I picked up his smell there. So I don't know what any of that means.
It could be one of two things. One, he's actually astral projecting to you, whether he's consciously aware of it or not. The other thing is spirit is giving you that scent to remind you not to give up on him.
Okay.
Because spirit can bring us a variety of signs, and aroma is one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, don't give
right.
up on him.
Right, right. And I think just right now I should just lay low.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let him have a break and see how what happens next.
Right. When he's through working out this baggage from this last relationship, I think it'll be a good thing for both of you. But, yeah, you got to give him a little space.
Right, right. Absolutely. So I will definitely let you guys know what's going on.
Oh, we'd love to know. We're in this with you, you know, Tanya.
Right, right. And he's a good guy, and he knows, I think he really knows that I really care about him.
Yes, he does.
And I think what I'm getting right now is a piece of what is going on is, you know, by laying low for a week,
mm-hmm.
To me, that also communicates that you're respecting his movement. You're respecting his process.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, and that seems to be especially important for men to know that, you know, you as even if you're just starting as a friend, that you respect his process, and you can give him some space. That might not be your first choice, but that you can do it out of caring and respect for him. And I think that goes a long way to facilitate movement forward in your relationship.
Right, yes, right. Because when I was asking him out recently, he would say, I don't know yet. So that would mean he's thinking about something. When you respond, I don't know yet, it's not a yes and it's not a no. I mean, if he really did not want to see me anymore, he would just say, no, we're not going out.
Right.
But him saying, I don't know yet.
Keeping the lines open, just like Spirit is doing with you with the aroma. And I wanted to say, too, that I just got recently that last relationship of his was she was very clingy. They're literally giving me a clingy, annoying feeling about her.
Oh, no, I shouldn't be like that then. Because
yeah,
I can
be. You don't want to give even the faintest hint that you're going to be like that, because that
will set his
warning flags off.
Well, see, I can be kind of clingy. Yeah, so I think it's good for me to back off, definitely.
Right. Yeah, give him a little space.
But like I said, I mean, if he really didn't want me, why would he leave a love song up on his
Facebook page
for 300 of his friends to see? And it's a love song by Rihanna, and it's about... you know, I will be there for you. And it talks about, I've known you've been hurt by someone else in the past, and I'll, you know, let me be there for you. He wouldn't let that up if he didn't want anything to do with me.
That's right.
Trust your intuition on that. You're getting
right,
that
and someone
really
told
strong.
Me, right, and someone told me today to put that up on his wall. Yeah. So it's there. He didn't take it down.
Yeah, there you go.
So I'm sure all of his friends are like, I think something's going on with Tanya and Danny.
Well, maybe they'll kind of nudge him a little bit in your behalf too, huh?
Right. But I think the best bet is lay off the text messages, and I'm hoping, you know, by the end of this week, by Thursday or Friday, I'm hoping he, you know, texts me or does something.
Well, that's the way it's looking right now, so.
Okay, good.
Great.
Well, good. Well,
I hate to cut this short, but we've got more callers.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and
that's
do call back and let us know how it goes, okay?
I will, thank you.
All righty.
Okay, talk to you later.
Okay.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, we are ready to take, let's see if this thing quits spinning here. Area code 404, you're on with Jane and Linda, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi,
what moves you to call today?
I'm calling to see what you see for me in regards to my business and finances. I had a former employee that quit working for me and went into business against me, and it has just really kind of caused things to go downhill from there. I'm trying to sell the business, and I've got someone that's pretty interested, but they seem to be kind of dragging their feet, and so living in a bad place when it comes to my business and my finances, and just kind of wondering when you see it getting better and all those good things.
Yeah, I'm actually seeing that you're going to be moving. Your business is not going to be near where it is now. Are you looking at starting a business somewhere else, another city, or?
Yeah, I'm looking at starting another business, but in the city that I actually lived at, the previous business was somewhere else. It was in another state.
What I'm actually showing is kind of a phasing out at the same time something else is phasing in. So have
okay.
you active? So you actively planning your next move then, or?
Yes, I am. But you know, it's kind of hard to do without the finances, not knowing, you know, if this business is going to sell. I've kind of drained a lot of my finances into the current business, and you know, I'm hoping that the person that I have, the potential buyer, is going to go ahead and move forward. Do you see anything with that as far as someone buying the current business, or?
I do, but I don't see it right now. It seems like it's going to be more after you're a little further involved into the next one. And
okay.
what they're actually showing me is letting go of the old. You know, don't hold anxiety or expectations about selling this one. Pay attention to what you're doing next, and then things will fall into place for you with the old one.
Okay.
Jane?
Yeah, I totally, that's what I'm getting also, Linda, you know, that, yeah, Linda is just like right on the money with this, that, yeah, exactly, letting go of your focus on the old and fear and worry and putting, you know, your energy into that moving forward with the new piece. And, yeah, that's what I'm getting, too, that everything will fall into place as you change your focus in on the new project, the moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because it's kind of like, you know, I really have to make a decision as to, you know, if they don't buy it right away, then I kind of just have to let it go, because otherwise I'll be draining, you know, everything I have into keeping it going.
I'm getting that there's some way that you can hold it, a sort of a promissory thing. If you explain to where you're buying into that you are trying to get this other one sold, if they could hold it for you, maybe put a small something down to hold it.
Okay. Okay, and so you're saying that the purchase, now the current people that are looking to buy it, is it not going to be them that's going to buy it? Is it going to be someone else?
I feel like it's going to be someone else.
Okay.
But they could change their mind. I mean, everyone's got free will in this, but the likelihood is it will be someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling like they've done this with other people before, you know, got them all hoping that, you know, they were going to buy something from them, and then they changed their minds because of finances or, you know, not liking the commitment of it. But I know there's someone out there that will commit to buying it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think you know them right now.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, if you're getting those feelings that they're hedging on you, they probably
mm-hmm.
are.
Yeah, those are definitely the feelings that I'm getting. Okay, well, I know you guys have more callers. I do have one more question, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I'm in a new relationship, and I just wanted to see, you know, it's been going pretty good. It kind of bumped me here lately just because of some of the things I've been going through, and just wanted to see what you all see with that, if it's, you know, something that's going to work out or if it's going to kind of phase out.
I actually see this tying into your business and getting the new one going. I think right now you're having difficulties with this relationship because you're uncertain about what's going on with your businesses. Once you get the old one out from under you, get the new one going the way you want it to, you're going to be able to relax, and I think you're going to radiate that aura that's going to improve that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Call back and let us know, huh?
I sure will.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. And we've got one more caller in, and we'll try to get them in. I think we've got about, let's see, 8 minutes left here.
All right.
So, get this thing to quit spinning. Area code 612, you're on with Jane and Linda, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, Jane and Linda. This is Lori. How are you?
Hi, Lori. We're doing good.
Good. I'm just calling to see what spirit or any family members might have to say to me today.
Do you have I'm getting a mother type figure. Very fun personality. I don't know if this is actually a mother, an aunt, a grandmother.
Probably a mother.
Okay, your mother was one of those really enjoyed life kind of people.
Yes, she was.
Okay, then that's her. Oh, I'm getting that something, I'm actually getting an image here. It's like a movie being played where you're crying. It's like when you're younger, like junior high school in there somewhere. And you're just crying and you're feeling like that again in your life. And she just takes you in her arms and just hugs you and puts her cheek on your head. This is kind of a way of saying that she understands the troubles and trials and tribulations that you're going through, and she's there for you. She's comforting you. It's all right, you know. You just tell it to her because she'll listen and she'll make it all better.
Oh, neat. can you tell me if my mother's spirit is coming back as my granddaughter?
Oh, wow. Yes. They just flashed me an image of somebody I knew who did that, and that was their thumbs up. Yeah, watch that child, because that child is going to have her characteristics, and she's going to recognize you right off. In fact, it's going to be really funny, because she's going to be closer to you than her own parents.
Awesome. Well, that is kind of the feeling that I got.
Great. Well, you got that feeling because she was telling you. Now, you're having dreams every now and then with her in them?
All the time.
There you go. That's her actually visiting with you.
Neat. How about Angela? How about, I had a sister older than me that passed years and years and years ago.
She was 4 days old.
Where is she at?
Is she taller than you?
Is she taller than me? I don't know. She was an infant.
Yeah, I'm seeing somebody that's a little bit taller. And looks like they're in their late 30s.
Hmm. That's in this life right now?
That's crossed over. That's someone that you knew.
Hmm.
She's patting her hair down or something. I don't know what that means. Is that something you do or something that they did? She's kind of like patting her hair down, like if she'd been out in the wind and she's trying to smooth it back into place.
Hmm. Interesting.
Hmm.
Hmm. Not sure.
Can she pass it over to me? Ask her.
Can I pass this over to my friend? She's got a question.
Yes.
Hi, Linda. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Is what I'm telling Lori making sense to you?
I love the SKI because my maiden name is Nikolaisky.
Okay. Do you have someone in spirit then that has a little taller than you that I'm actually seeing sort of a sandy color hair, and she's standing kind of with both hands smoothing it down?
How old do you think she is?
Late 30s. Might be early 40s.
It's not dark hair.
I would put it more in the, well, maybe because she's in the sun. She seemed to be liking outdoors a lot. And not real dark. It's not like, you know, black hair. It's kind of a sandy brown, sort of.
You know what?
What?
I'm thinking it's my husband's niece.
Oh, and she's smiling.
Is she? Does she have blue eyes? Can you tell us she has blue eyes?
I can't see the color of the eyes, but she seems like she would have because of her skin coloring.
That's my husband's niece.
Oh.
Yeah, she passed away a year ago of a seizure.
Maybe that's what's with the head. She keeps, you know, patting her head. Maybe she's patting her head showing that, you know, I had problems with my head or, you know.
That's Caitlin.
But she doesn't have it anymore.
God love her.
Yeah.
God love her.
Well, let your husband know that she's around both of you, too, okay?
Gee, I definitely will. That is just amazing because, you know, I'm always, like, trying to hone in my family, like, my Michalowski family, and I always forget about the Pike family.
Now, they're the Irish.
And to know that Caitlin is around is pretty awesome.
Great. Now, your family, they were Irish?
Polish.
Oh.
Michalowski.
Oh, okay. Well, because I'm actually seeing that maybe some of them like to go out to the pub a bit.
Some of them like to what?
Like to go out to the pub, you know, the bar party.
Oh, you know, that could have been a past life.
It could have been. Well, listen, we're running down to the end of the show here, but I'm so glad I was able to connect you and me.
That's just awesome. Thank you guys very much.
You're
great
welcome.
Show.
Oh, thank you. And be sure to call in and, you know, see maybe in the future somebody else will have more for you, huh?
I sure will. Thanks, Linda and Jane.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, thanks, everyone, for tuning in to Psychics Gone Wild today with me and Jane and all of the spirit family that we've met, all of the wonderful people that... chat room and all of our callers, and be sure to listen in tonight to our sister show, Living in the Psychic Realm. We'll be doing the Psychic Roundtable with Sandra Green, myself, and possibly Ryan Smith, and perhaps Mystic Celeste will be joining us. I'm not sure. And I think Amy Cavanaugh, Mermaid Amy Cavanaugh. If you need to know any of the information for the main Psychics Gone Wild people, please look on the episode. We give all the information for contact, and you just scroll down and you'll get every Kelly and Psychic Jethro, myself, Jane, and be sure to click the follow link up at the upper left corner of your player screen to follow us to get all of the information for the upcoming show who's beyond. And also, if you want to check out the archives and listen to shows past, we've had some fun times and interesting things there. So we hope to see you again next Sunday. Also, Psychics Gone Wild, Linda and Jane. Everyone have a great Labor Day weekend.
And love, and light, and healing to you all.
And love and light, yes.